A major rift has occurred in the MAGA movement that started and really blew up on Christmas Day of all times. Now, I've been kind of unplugged over the holiday and wasn't planning on doing any new current event videos until the new year. I have a couple videos that I did in the can just to release so I can relax and unplug and just reflect over the last year and work on the outline for my new book and get recharged for the coming MAGA 2.0 administration. But this is such an important issue. I feel that we need to get out ahead of it before the neocon talking points start brainwashing average ordinary Americans into believing this nonsense. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are spearheading the movement to expand the H-1B visa program, which would grant like 100,000 work visas to foreign workers, many if not most of them from India, to benefit the tech industry. And they're being touted and have been touted for years since George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush rather, in the 90s, signed it into law as highly skilled workers that we need to keep America leading in the tech industry. And in order to silence criticism of this loophole of importing what are really just mostly average ordinary workers to replace American citizens, because the foreigners will accept double the working hours for lower pay, Elon Musk is censoring critics of the plan and even suspending them and removing their verification badge, and in the case of Laura Loomer, canceling her ability to have paid subscribers so that she can no longer earn revenue through Twitter through paid memberships. Vivek posted this rather long and lengthy critique of American culture, bragging that the Indians, his people back home, are better than native-born Americans because our culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence for far too long, he says, at least since the 90s, and likely longer, saying that a culture that celebrates the prom queen over the math Olympian champ or the jock over the valedictorian will not produce the best engineers. He then starts trashing American pop culture, saying that a culture that venerates Corey from Boy Meets World or Zack and Slater over Screech in Saved by the Bell or Stefan over Steve Urkel in Family Matters will not produce the best engineers. Somebody better refresh Vivek's memory, because there was a famous episode when the kids took the SATs in Saved by the Bell, and it turns out that Zach Morris was actually the genius, scoring 1502 when Screech scored just 1220. This meme perfectly illustrates what's happening. The best and the brightest, that's what they're calling these 100,000 Indians coming in to work in Silicon Valley every year. Be honest, high-skilled labor, be honest, cheap labor, thank you. Maybe we should start taking a closer look into how Vivek actually made his hundreds of millions of dollars. Perhaps there is some truth to him pumping and dumping a bogus Alzheimer's drug and then cashing out the stock or doing a rug pull before the stock crashed when the test results came back and it was no good. These are the highly skilled laborers that Elon Musk and Vivek want to come and work in Silicon Valley, but it's not just Silicon Valley. I mean, maybe we could tolerate a few dozen H-1B visas, a few extremely intelligent specialists in their field, but we certainly don't need thousands of them. We certainly don't need 100,000 of them every single year. And when the neocons claim that these are highly skilled workers that America needs in order to remain competitive in the global economy, all you have to do is actually look at who the vast majority of these H-1B workers are and the jobs that they work, like the base salaries that they're making, $34,000, $39,000, $26,000 as cooks at major hotel chains. Many American workers actually have to train their replacements before they themselves are fired, as this New York Times piece from 2015 surprisingly admits, pink slips at Disney, but first training their foreign replacements. Same thing at McDonald's. McDonald's hires foreign H-1Bs, fires 70 American accounting staff. So we need, quote, highly specialized accountants at McDonald's. These are the jobs that Americans just can't do. Jobs that Americans just won't do, they say. Of course, many American first patriots, real conservatives, paleo conservatives as opposed to neoconservatives. Go watch my previous video where I break down the differences between the two camps. Now the neocons basically hijacked and took over the Republican establishment, which then thankfully MAGA was able to wrestle away from them, but now they're trying to make a comeback. People like Michelle Malkin, who for decades now has been publishing books warning about this, and she posted this on Twitter saying that back in 2002 she published a book titled Invasion, noting that better do something about illegal immigration before it's too late. 2015, her book titled Sold Out, warning that we need to do something about the H-1B visa loopholes and the other big tech visa boondoggles before it's too late. Then in 2019, her book Open Borders, Inc., about how big tech and the Republican establishment are basically not any different than the Democrats when it comes to open borders and illegal immigration. Of course, Tucker Carlson, being an American first patriot, warned about the H-1B legal immigration loophole back when he was on Fox News before being fired in order to try to silence him.
The rideshare company Uber has fired more than 1,000 workers since July, mostly Americans. That's about 2% of its workforce. Meanwhile, during the same period, the federal government has approved hundreds of new H-1B visas for Uber. And that means they can replace those workers with foreign scabs who will work for less.
Aside from J.D. Vance being a Silicon Valley guy who was groomed for that position by Silicon Valley titan Peter Thiel, he also is married to an Indian woman, had a traditional Indian wedding. His son is named Vivek. So it's very highly unlikely that he is going to actually admit what the H-1B visa program does. It's a loophole to flood America with foreign workers, many, most from India, in order to replace their jobs for lower paid foreign workers who are then basically indentured servants to the companies that hire them that they get their visas through. Sadly, it looks like Scott Adams has sided with the legal loophole open border Republican establishment, saying that MAGA is taking a page from Democrats on how to lose elections while feeling good about themselves. And then Elon Musk responded, yes, and those contemptible fools must be removed from the Republican Party root and stem, which is why he's censoring the largest critics on Twitter, on X, locking them out of their accounts, removing their check marks so that their posts don't get shown as much. They're then deboosted. And in the case of Laura Loomer, just completely demonetizing her account, canceling her ability to receive paid subscriptions. Other Republicans are completely clueless or just playing dumb, like whoever this guy is who posted that Vivek is now getting attacked by the fringe of MAGA, who are racist and anti-legal immigration of skilled workers. They're all just skilled workers, which is why most of them are being paid $30,000 a year and then just replacing average, ordinary Americans. He will handle it with class, and the majority of MAGA will rally around him. Or do I have this wrong? Oh, yes, sir, you definitely do. It's time we take the gloves off now that we won the election. In fact, we must take them off and go after the rhinos, the neocons, and the America Last Republicans in the Republican establishment to just don't get it. It's time we put a gigantic no vacancy sign outside of the borders. No vacancy for illegal aliens. No vacancy for the hundreds of thousands of non-American citizens who the Republican establishment want to replace American workers through the loophole of the H-1B visa. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And be sure to check out my book, The War on Conservatives, for all kinds of reasons, including the breakdown of the difference between paleoconservatives, real conservatives, and the neocons. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.